Picture Perfect is made possible through support of Joseph Rice and Rice Insurance Agency, protecting businesses, autos, and homes for over 53 years. More information is available at riceagency.com. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on the scores of Aaron Copland. Copland, winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 1945 for the ballet Appalachian Spring, had by 1949 assumed the role of Dean of American Composers. He'd already, as a sidelight to his endeavors in the concert hall and the theater, accrued a decade's worth of experience in Hollywood, writing music for films like Of Mice and Men and Our Town. Yet when he came to write music for William Wyler's The Heiress, an adaptation of Henry James Washington's Square, he was unprepared for studio interference. The score was cut to ribbons, dialed down, and reorchestrated without his approval. Worst of all was the vulgar insertion, in parts, of the song Plaisir d'Amour, at the insistence of the director. It speaks to the strength of Copland's original material that The Heiress yet manages to make such a powerful impression. The score was honored with an Academy Award in 1950. Preferring to forget the experience, Copland never arranged the music into a concert suite, and it wasn't until 1994 that any of it was heard on a commercial release. Here's Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra with music from The Heiress by Aaron Copland.
Thank you.
Music from the 1949 film, The Heiress, restoring Copland's original main title music before it was replaced by a garish setting, A Plaisir d'Amour. We've heard the St. Louis Symphony, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Despite studio tampering with his intentions, the composer received an Academy Award for his efforts. Copland didn't bother to collect the statuette. He would never work in Hollywood again. His involvement with The Heiress was already controversial in some circles for his association with The North Star, a film which portrayed the Soviets in a favorable light, as they posed resistance to invading Nazi forces. The shifting political climate, combined with Copland's outspoken support of leftist causes, made the studio heads nervous. However, in 1943, the Soviets were our allies, and there was nothing askew about lauding the courage of the Soviet people in propagandistic terms. Interestingly, Ira Gershwin provided the lyrics for the songs in the film, one of which is performed in the suite by the EOS Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Jonathan Scheffer. Music from Aaron Copland's The North Star.
Thank you. Thank you.
music from the 1943 film The North Star. At the time, a politically sound propaganda film. However, following the war, it brought those involved in its making under suspicion. In particular, it helped put Aaron Copland in hot water with the House Un-American Activities Committee. He was called to testify in 1953. The lyrics to the songs in the film were by Ira Gershwin. We heard the Eos Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Jonathan Sheffer. It's film music of Aaron Copland this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Here's just a bit from the music composed for a 1939 World's Fair documentary called The City. Music from The City by Aaron Copland. The film was shown as part of the World of Tomorrow exhibit at the 1939 World's Fair. Again, we've heard the Eos Orchestra, conducted by Jonathan Schaeffer. Though The Heiress would be Copland's last Hollywood film, he tried his hand at film scoring one more time in 1961, with his involvement in the independently produced Something Wild, an unflinchingly bizarre love story devoid of romance. The music is startling at times in its savagery, not at all what one would expect from a composer most often associated with pastoral tranquility. Copland's score deserves to stand alongside Leonard Bernstein's music for On the Waterfront as a brilliant portrait of urban struggle. Though Copland recorded selections and even wrote liner notes in preparation for the music's release on a soundtrack album, the film's distributor, United Artists, deemed the project commercially unviable. Copland reworked some of the material into a concert piece, Music for a Great City. But the original material was not released until 2003 on the Verez Sarabande label. Here at long last is Copland's music for Something Wild. music from the 1961 film Something Wild. The composer was Aaron Copland. Not at all what one would expect from the man who brought us Our Town and Appalachian Spring. Those were selections from a soundtrack album planned by the composer, but not released until 2003 on the Varaz Saraband label. And with that music from Something Wild, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour devoted to the film scores of Aaron Copland. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.